The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow will look like yesterday.
Prepare the escape pod for a launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
You will.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state-of-the-art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came into logbook.com's escape pod. The logbook.com's escape pod is charting a course through geek history. I'm Earl Green, and it's time for another look at the factual, the far out, and the foundations of the future. This is what tomorrow will look like yesterday.
Is that Apollo, over?
Go ahead, Apollo 8. Read your broken outstanding.
On this day in 1968, the intrepid lunar explorers returned. Apollo 8 splashed down in the Pacific Ocean.
We have no words or no indication yet whether on the attitude of the spacecraft, whether it's nose down, as was the case in Apollo 7, or up. But nearly everyone agrees it's only 5,000 yards away from the Yorktown. Frank Borman is making small talk with the crew of that helicopter out there. It was just relayed to us that he had, in chatting with the pilot, he'd asked him if anyone had seen the spacecraft on Main Chute, and of course there were several reports, and this has become the subject of a continuing chat. In conversation with the helicopter commander, the crew commander, apparently the helicopter, asked the crew what the moon was made out of. Whereupon Borman responded, it's not made out of green cheese at all, it's made out of American cheese.
In 1985, as Halley's Comet closed in on the inner solar system, NASA gave the Pioneer Venus orbiter, launched in 1978, new instructions to capture ultraviolet images of the comet. Further plans to study Halley's Comet from space were abandoned when the January 1986 Challenger disaster grounded the shuttle fleet until further notice. Apollo 13 astronaut Jack Swigert died on this day in 1982. In 1993, Quark had new business rivals aboard Deep Space Nine.
98% of the neutrinos in this room are rotating clockwise.
The games are open.
We're not here to play, Dax.
100% clockwise. It's these machines.
Well, not gambling machines? What's wrong with them?
Somehow these machines are altering the laws of probability all over the station.
So that's what he meant. Who? The alien who gave me the original. He said it all came down to luck. That must be how it works. When you win, it makes you lucky. When you lose...
But these machines are affecting everyone on the station, whether they're playing them or not.
Impossible. You must be mistaken.
Wait a minute. You said there was an original machine?
Yes, a smaller one. When I opened the club, I replicated these larger
larger versions. So, how do you turn them off?
I'm not completely sure.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. The two DVD set, Phosphor Dot Fossils, offering a six-hour tour through an audio-visual timeline of the early history of video games, is now available at a special price. And you can pick up our other original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, anytime in thelogbook.com store. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
The first thing I did this morning when things looked good was to call your boss, Dr. Payne, and Jim Whitman, an admiration for the three of you that were out there in the vastness of space. If I could have exchanged thoughts with you, I was going to ask you whether it felt better coming down or going up. And to have you tell me some of your experiences, because you've seen what man has really never seen before. You've taken all of us, all over the world into a new era. And my thoughts this morning went back to more than 10 years ago in the Pernalis Valley when we saw Sputnik racing through the skies, and we realized that America had a big job ahead of it. It gave me so much pleasure to know that you men have done a large part of that job. So we rejoice that you are well, and we send you congratulations from all of your fellow countrymen and from all peace-loving people in the world. Well done.